Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Ash Wednesday morning. And 6 degrees, by the way. A woman has been found dead in Cowley County, possibly the victim of cold weather. Sheriff's office responded to the report of an older woman who went out into the cold without appropriate winter clothing in the Dexter area. The body was found a short time later. Woman's name has not been released. Lawmakers in Topeka are concerned about how the state is handling the power situation during the severe cold conditions.
The Kansas Corporation Commission says they will investigate once the crisis is over. But Representative Mike Thompson, a Shawnee Republican, tells KSN News they don't have the answers to make sure it doesn't happen again.
This is a very unusual situation. I'm talking to all the different people to see, you know, where are the problems? Is there anything we can do?
Officials with Evergy say they will be working with state regulators to spread the cost out to the consumer. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a plan for development in the Riverside area.
The approximately 90-acre site near Sims Park Street and 11th Street will have 40 patio homes developed on it. The city established the area as a TIF district worth $1.7 million to assist with construction of the project, along with riverbank and trailhead improvements. The developer plans to invest around $8 million into the project. Mark Elder with the city explained how TIF districts work.
Taking a base year of the value of land that's being redeveloped, and it locks that in. And then any investment in that area, in that land, any increment in the taxes paid on that based on the fact that there was a development in here, goes to pay for those improvements that are TIF funded.
The motion passed 6-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Governor of Texas has special concerns as residents across his state experience blackouts amid winter storms. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an investigation into the power failures plaguing his state, writing, quote, "The Electric Reliability Council of Texas has been anything but reliable over the past 48 hours. Power production has stopped or slowed at many natural gas, coal, solar, and wind energy production sites. Power officials say outages are partially to blame due to frozen wind turbines and limited natural gas supplies. Former governor and energy secretary Rick Perry says the storm should serve as a wake-up call for his state.
In Texas, more than 4 million people were left without power at one time amid record snow and sub-zero temperatures. As the investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot continues, questions about when the military presence in D.C. will end.
Rank-and-file Capitol Police officers have delivered an overwhelming no-confidence vote in their senior leadership, saying their officers paid a terrible price for the leadership failure. There have been reports suggesting thousands of National Guard troops could protect the Capitol until this fall. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz told Fox and Friends he wants to know why.
I have seen nothing that demands such a large force to be there indefinitely and away from their families.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells Fox the plan right now is to end that mission of National Guard troops by mid-March. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel,
Fox News.
Las Vegas may have a name change in the works for its airport.
Currently, it's called McCarran International Airport, but that might not be for long. The Clark County, Nevada Board of Commissioners unanimously approving a motion to ask the FAA if they would let them rename the transportation hub for former Senator Harry Reid. Governor Steve Sisolak likes the move, calling Reid a, quote, fearless champion for Nevada. Reid served as a Democratic senator for Nevada from 1987 until 2017. 8 of those years were spent as Senate Majority Leader. If approved, the renamed airport would retain the airport code LAS. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is our 11th day below freezing in Wichita, but we're starting to see the end in sight. In fact, by Saturday, it looks like we will be warming above freezing. Cloudy with snow ending this morning, our high 17, the wind chill at 0 to 5 below. Tonight's low near 6, Thursday's high in the low 20s with mid to upper 30s by the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 6 degrees, northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
The Bachelorette addressing Chris Harrison stepping aside.
The Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is speaking out after The Bachelor host Chris Harrison has stepped away from the franchise. Lindsay made history as the first Black Bachelorette. In an interview with Harrison, they spoke about a contestant's past pictures that showed her attending an Old South antebellum party, which Harrison did not condemn. Lindsay told Extra, he needs to take time to get educated and on a profound and productive level, to use his word. And I think he needs to understand what was done, what was wrong, and what he said in that interview. And he needs time. He stepped away to do that. She said she was stunned by his stance. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A Hollywood heavyweight still thinking about a White House bid.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted. The wrestler turned actor, promoting Young Rock, a new sitcom about his life, telling USA Today each episode features mock interviews for a 2032 presidential bid, but a real-life campaign would be up to the people. Johnson first revealing in 2017 there was a real possibility he'd make a run for the White House. While he stated he's a registered independent, the star endorsed President Biden's run and spoke at the Republican National Convention in 2000. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A conservative actor says he was pulled off a social media platform.
Kevin Sorbo doesn't know why his Facebook page has been taken down. The openly conservative actor appeared on Fox News at night Monday and spoke out about cancel culture after Facebook took down his official account without an explanation.
I've been told absolutely nothing. I mean, they've been shadow banning me for the last year, telling me that they're on purpose only letting a select few people see any posts that I make.
Sorbo explained he has a lot of humorous posts, but also ones that he wants to engage in dialogue about.
Check out this other side of the issue of COVID. Or check out the other side of the issue of voter fraud. And what do you guys think?
Sorbo added he made a new Facebook account, but said users are having trouble promoting it. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Actor, funny man Kevin James no longer has any hair. He talked about it yesterday live with Kelly and Ryan.
You know what it was? Every year I was losing more and more hair. So I was like spraying more and more stuff in it to cover it up. And it was just getting ridiculous. And I can't do it anymore. So this was a good opportunity to, you know, say, hey, just take it off.
Kevin James going skin, full skin on the top of it.
Tragedy.
Yeah. Hasbro takes Gina Carano's Mandalorian doll off the shelves.
Until our paths cross.
Hasbro has stopped production of the popular Cara Dune character from The Mandalorian, even though they sold out of the action figures not long after they arrived last year. Dune was played by Gina Carano. The actress was fired last week over a social media post that compared conservatives to Jews in Nazi Germany. The toy company did not comment on why, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, retailer Big Bad Toy Store said they were forced to cancel pre-orders because no more.
Late Night Crew last night. Let's check in Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
You know the phrase, when hell freezes over? We're getting close. We're getting real close. This morning was the coldest in decades in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Little Rock. In New Orleans, they had the coldest Fat Tuesday in more than 100 years. People on the streets were putting their tops on. That's how.
There you go. Yeah, a little chilly on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans yesterday.
Yep.
Let's flash back 100 years ago on this night, opening night on Broadway of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Playing the lead of Macbeth, 42-year-old actor named Lionel Barrymore.
A big name.
Yeah. The show did not get good reviews, nor did Lionel Barrymore's performance. Maybe Shakespeare was not his thing.
Yeah.
But, of course, he went on to pretty good career as an older actor in Hollywood for the next couple of decades as well, including playing Mr. Potter in It's a Wonderful Life.
Mr. Potter.
Lionel Barrymore, opening night at Macbeth on Broadway 100 years ago on this night. And we flash back to 10 years ago on this night, the final episode ever of the sitcom Bleep My Dad Says. Let me clean that up a little bit. Yeah. Of course, William Shatner playing a 72-year-old dad who has absolutely no filter at all and says whatever he wants to say. It's based on that Twitter feed. It was called the same thing, Bleep My Dad Says. Critics hated it. I watched it. I thought it was funny. I always think Shatner's funny, anything you put him in. So I enjoyed it. It only lasted 18 episodes, and the finale was 10 years ago on this night. William Shatner, Bleep My Dad Says.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey.
I have made you a tomato salad.
I don't like tomatoes.
No, you don't like the tasteless crap they pass off as tomatoes at your local supermarket. These babies I raised with my own hands. It's like eating a child.
I just love the way that...
Oh, I know.
He always overdoes it a little bit.
Exactly. That's the deal.
Yeah.
It didn't last. Only, like you said, it only lasted 18 episodes. Has gone on to obscurity. Bleep My Dad
Bleep
Says.
My dad,
the finale was 10 years ago tonight. William Shatner. That's entertainment news in the blur with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
8:41 now, Steve and Ted on a Ash Wednesday morning. And on the way, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. A Wichita company developing drone use. That's coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.